My name is Carolina Teresa.
And I'm Melissa Rich.
And this is Hoes with Feelings.
Wow, we're really off to the races today.
Okay.
Today was a day. Everything was against me today.
What else was against you besides the J-Train? J-Train on a weekend.
J-Train on a weekend. When I'm down there, I'm looking at my phone, trying to see if I'm going to do like 6 to the N to the L, whatever bullshit. And this guy goes, there's no trains here. Sometimes you got to read. And I yelled at him. I yelled at him really bad.
Good for you.
I yelled at him really bad.
Good for you. Also, it's like, sometimes you got to read. What are you doing down here then, sir?
I'm literally looking at my phone, looking inside, like figuring it out. He's walking past me like, no train. Like, it was actually the most vile shit.
Was he in the
that
MTA?
That a stranger has done to me in a long time. No, this was maybe 26-year-old. Maybe younger, but still. Yeah. It was bad. And I went the fuck off. It was really crazy. Then like trying
I
to
wish
get
I was there.
The Canal Street traffic was bonkers.
I bet.
Even getting a car to come to Canal, I probably just should have taken the train. It probably would have been the same time.
Maybe.
It was bad. It was, and I was not in the mood for Halloween.
I know. As soon as I woke up this morning, Halloween. It was Halloween, and it was aggressive.
I did it last night, and I didn't want to, and I did it anyway. And I knew that I didn't want to, but, you know, I wanted to do a fun
couple's costume,
whatever. And, like, was that fun? Sure. I think I just stayed out too long. I had fun for like a few hours, needed to go home, did not go home.
I stayed at home. I was
and I got
in the
cranky.
Bed. You got cranky when you were
and
out?
And I didn't eat. I got it, like, the not eating before I go out is actually getting ridiculous, but it's because it's when I'm pressured with time to be out early to get to somewhere at a certain time. And I have a busy day, then I just like go get ready really quick and then leave. And I'm like, oh my God, I didn't fucking eat because I don't feel hungry in the moment.
I'm always hungry.
And then all of a sudden, I'm out for 3 hours drinking fucking tequila on an empty stomach like a psycho.
Like a 26-year-old.
Whatever. Like that idiot in the train. Whatever. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I went to the grocery store this morning.
Yeah, you're like, we're on different planes today. I'm happy for you.
Why?
Stay up there.
How do you know I'm in a different plane?
Because you look refreshed. You seem happy and good and like you're taking care of yourself. I mean, it's like, I need like a week of nothing going on to like
stayed home yesterday and ate so much junk food. I will not discuss with you what I ate, what I consumed. I don't usually eat like that, but I don't know what happened to me yesterday. Yesterday I was like, I'm going to do whatever. I just wanted to lay down. I slept through a work meeting.
That sounds
I was
great.
Exhausted.
Oh, that sounds so nice.
So I literally just took a half an edible and ate my little heart away. And then Hamide came and brought me more food.
That's man.
Yeah, and so we just slept. And then this morning, we slept in a little bit, and then we went to the grocery store.
Nice. Well, as soon as we got back from LA, I'm settling back in from the trip, whatever. Britney Spears' book comes out. That takes over an entire day. I listen to the audiobook all in one sitting. And then I had a friend in town.
I heard Michelle Williams read it. How was that?
Crushed, like you would not believe.
Okay.
Gorgeously done. Like, I was shocked. I thought it was Britney some of the time.
Oh, did she do an accent?
It's channeled almost. Not really. No, it's not overdone. It's subtle, but she really nailed it.
Wow.
Like,
okay.
Unbelievably.
That makes
so.
Me want to listen to it
you
versus
should.
Reading.
I definitely recommend listening to it.
Wow.
I don't know. That made me, all of it made me so emotional. I don't know that, you know, the theory about like the Every Time video being about the abortion, whatever. I'm not sure. I could see Britney being like, that's not true. You know, you guys are crazy, whatever. So I'm not going to, but I did emotionally feel into that. And it made me sad for like 4 days last week. Hearing it in the book, I still was like deeply upset for different reasons. I don't want to give like a lot away. Mm-hmm. But I think my ultimate takeaway was like the protection of men nonstop through and through by powerful women. It's, I think, honestly, what holds, like, humanity together, like, or,
is the protection
like, the way,
of men?
The, like, the world works. Yes.
Yeah, it is the way the world works.
Like, the
and
way,
it's very sad.
I think if we didn't, if everyone stopped protecting men, like,
we would have a whole different
everything
life.
Would collapse. Yeah, it would be an entirely different society.
Probably a better one.
Kardashians to whoever. It's they're okay.
Well, I just want to be comfy. No, did you see it. My kuka?
Sure did, but brighten my day. But yeah, it was really good. Then I went out and got wasted is the point of me telling you this.
Uh-huh.
I guess I did have quite a few drinks. I had like 2 or 3 martinis. Guess who I saw?
Who?
Sutton Strack. Sutton Strack.
Oh my God. I watched a season, like 2 seasons of Beverly Hills that I never watched before.
Did you watch the new one?
And I watched the new episode, but it was really good to get context and watching the ones with Denise Richards because I never watched the ones with her in it.
Yeah.
So now I watched the ones with Denise Richards in it.
I can't wait till she comes back.
And I understand why Garcelle and Lisa don't get along.
Yes.
I understand why Garcelle never trusted Lisa, and rightfully so.
Rightfully so.
Lisa is a bad friend. She did, regardless of what, if,
I know, I'm such a Lisa apologist. If
it's true or not, okay, this is, it's hard for me to talk. We should talk about our stuff that we have to talk about.
Babe.
But, regardless of what Denise did or did not do, Lisa was not her friend. She was like, I'm on this TV show and I'm going to sell you out for this TV show.
Garcelle
was like, what are you doing? Like, because you have to think about it. Garcelle, Denise, and Lisa have been friends for years. They were young actresses together. Yeah. How? What?
I know.
Oh, but Denise does seem crazy.
Yeah. She is. And she's, I'm really
like,
excited for her to
make this.
She's like, we have sex every single day. Like, and I think, no, I'm not going to say that because I don't think this is right. I don't want to spread.
Do you believe they have sex every day? That's insane.
Maybe not anymore.
I think
that that is the absolute basis of their relationship, it's the foundation of it all. Yeah. And I think she's a very sexual person. I believe the shit with Brandy for sure.
I believe it too, but like, I don't understand. Like, just leave her alone. I think she didn't want to get in trouble with her man.
100%. And that's fair. I am excited for her to come back.
Is she coming back?
For a moment. It's so pretty. You didn't see the preview? She looks at Eric and goes, you're an evil woman. And she goes, yes, I am. I thought the first episode was really good. I thought they all came in hot. Too. We got a little bit of the Mauricio stuff already. I was like, if they tease this out through halfway through the season, I'm going to be so pissed.
They're going to.
And the PK stuff is already coming out. I don't know. Like,
do you think PK cheats?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of. Or I think he really flirts with the line. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Because he's a, you know, he's one of those.
Rich.
Do you ever hear Erica tells a story about when she ran into PK at like in Vegas or something. And I don't think they knew each other yet. And he goes up to her and goes, you chicks walking pawn. And like starts like fucking flirting with them. I hate that I find him a bit charming. It's so disgusting. It's so disgusting.
I mean,
okay.
I could see you. Okay. Charming.
It's an illness that I have, and sorry.
No, I'm not judging.
The amount
I just,
of British.
You're just my friend, and I know you.
So sad.
Melissa and I were in Los Angeles last week.
Thank you to everyone who came out to the show.
Yes, thank you.
All the girls we met in the bathroom.
Yes.
Oh my God, we should talk about those
girls. We have to. Okay, so. What I kind of wanted to talk to you about today was like self-promotion.
Oh, yeah. I pushed
you. And how
hard
it is for me. Like, I'm not good at promoting myself in the way that I wish that I was.
I think it was easier for me in LA because, A, we don't know anyone, or not anyone, but we don't know the public as well as we do in New York. And I think that this was maybe the first trip to LA that I've had where, A, I did enjoy it, and B, I got in like the energy of it where it's like, yeah, everyone's wheeling and fucking dealing. And I was kind of like, all right. Where usually I think I've been very turned off by that aspect of it. And this time I was kind of like, sure, let's see. Like, cause it was a full business trip. You know what I mean?
It was. We went there to do stand-up
shows
comedy.
Only. It wasn't
like I had anything else
I'm
planned.
Singing or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
it really wasn't. Like, I wasn't really hanging
even
out
though
as
I
much.
Did, and my friend Stephanie took amazing care of me. She was cooking for me. I've never eaten healthier than this entire, like, 3 days.
Aww.
She was making, like, sweet green bowls in the home.
Yeah, you told me.
It
but
was
Stephanie's
crazy.
Sweet.
I was like, how do you do that?
You know what? She's Latina. She's going to take care
I
of
know.
You.
Yeah. I love her.
I had a good time. I cooked and I had my two
you
friends
You cooked for
come
me
over.
Too.
I cooked for
I'm
you
gonna
too.
Cry. Everyone was cooking for me. It was really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's a recession. We inside.
And you feel it in there. In LA, LA right now.
You do, you really feel do. It. You just feel like there's less people out and about doing stuff.
Yeah.
Because I feel like people just really don't have quiet. As much money. Yeah. It's a little bit more quiet.
That and like, I think some people are just not even in town.
Mm.
I think that was part of it.
Because of the strike.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we went to this club and Melissa's like, we're sitting at the...
I was like, well, it's not fun. So...
It wasn't. It wasn't. But the people there seemed to be having a lot of fun.
They did. And I respected that. Already in Halloween costumes.
Yeah. Already in Halloween costumes. One girl had a Princess Diaries costume on.
And that was really good.
It was so good. It was actually a really good,
pretty easy costume.
Yeah. I want to do that one day.
I think I might be a leaf tonight.
You're gonna be a leaf.
I think I have like, I found like a sparkly dress at a thrift store that had like leaves. I think someone was gonna be like Poison Ivy from Batman, but like, mm-hmm. I'm not gonna go that far. I'm just gonna show up at a party and be like, I'm a leaf.
I am going to be a like jazzercise old lady. I bought a gray wig. That. Yeah. And I'll just wear a workout outfit and a push fanny pack. Up. My titties will be up and I'll be wearing my little wig and mm-hmm. I'll just be like, workout grandma. Yeah.
I love that.
So we were in this club and Melissa and I are sitting at the bar.
Like, we're putting stickers everywhere.
Yes.
All over
but
the street.
But Melissa says to me, she goes, look at those girls over there. That's our demographic. Those girls.
Okay. Don't make me sound like a monster.
You would. No.
I just said, I think those girls would like the podcast.
But that's not monsterish at all.
It's kind of monsterish.
It's not. It's smart.
I'm not always like that.
No, but she should be. And I should be. You were right.
Yeah.
And she goes, look, and she was right. They look like the kind of girls that I do think would listen to our podcast. Not to say the kind of girls that listen to our podcast don't look like everything. It's every girl. Anyway, she's like, go over there.
This feels gross even talking about.
Why? She said, go over there and give them some stickers. And I said, I can't. I'm scared.
And that's
fair.
And
she was shocked. And I was like, I'm actually.
I was surprised. When you say you're shy,
yeah.
I'm always like, hilarious. But then I remember you kind of are.
Like I can be shy.
Yeah. Which is cute.
But I think I'm like most shy with self-promotion.
Same. This was a bit out of character for me as well. I don't know. Or maybe I'm just, you know what? I think I'm getting numb to it. Because it's been like how many years of this shit?
I was very inspired. I was like, you okay, go, cool. Bitch. Like, go. I also was like, you do it. Like,
well, also, it, you know you what? I mean, honestly, it is believing in it.
Mm-hmm.
Believing in what you're selling.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to promote everything.
That's true, but we do like, believe in the
I
podcast.
I believe in the pod. But it led us to a very fun... Well, we were kind of just going to the bathroom, actually, when we met our fun friends.
We met our two friends. And these girls were so drunk. I think one girl was trying to throw up.
Really?
Shout out to her.
I didn't even think they were drunk.
The white one. It was a white girl and a Latina girl. And the white girl was like, I mean, I don't know why else she would be on her knees in the bathroom in front of a toilet. I don't think you saw that.
I didn't see that.
But she popped right back up. And she came outside the bathroom when she was with her friend. And then Melissa was like, hey, do you guys want a sticker for our podcast? And they were like, hoes with feelings. They're like, we are hoes with feelings. Mm-hmm. And they're like, we just had a threesome last week and we both got BV. And I was like, and then we were like, hold on.
Start
what
from
happened?
The top.
Yeah, take it from the top. Mind you, this is full club swinging. We're in the bathroom like, uh-huh. Explain.
Girls are coming in and out, like
in and out.
Picking up, like everyone was very curious on the cover site. Everyone's like picking up clips from it, like trying to like hold
figure
the door
who,
open to
stay
longer to like see what was going on.
Which
was,
I can't blame
pretty compelling.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah. If that was
because
me.
These girls, I from what I gathered, were roommates at one point.
Yes.
Do not live together now.
But still best friends.
Still best friends. Meet a guy. One girl is bi, one girl is not. So they had a conversation before the threesome, which I thought was really sweet and cool. Sometimes to me, you know, it's like such a necessary part of threesomes, but what a buzzkill, you know, and it's like it's setting up rules and dynamics, but actually it's kind of what you have to do.
Yeah.
Especially when it's friends. I can't imagine having a threesome with a close friend. That's fucking insane to me, but who knows? Who knows? I would never have a threesome with you. Absolutely not. No, this is a business partnership.
Why wouldn't you have a threesome
with
me?
Don't shit where you eat. Because that would be so weird. First of all, with my man or your man? Like, no.
Don't you think I'm hot, though?
No. I do think you're hot. I do think you're hot.
Thank you.
Don't get it twisted. I do think that would be, for any of my friendships, potentially weird.
Yeah.
And that's just me, like, being... I'm even like, when I was single, hooking up within the friend group, I was always very nervous about. Like, I'm just very... aware of dynamic shifting. But these girls, what I was so impressed by, where they were like, it made us closer. We both got BV from this dirty dick. And now we're dealing with that together. Like, the straight one was like, I'm not doing anything. The bi one's like, good for you. That is totally fine. Like, it was just really, I think, well communicated and mediated. And I was like, go off, girls. Beautiful friendship.
Yeah.
It was really sweet.
It was really sweet. And also, it really goes back to, remember, in what we're... We were talking about how you meet girls in the bathroom and you really just grow a bond. And they were like, you guys are best friends and we're best friends. Oh my God, that's me. I'm sorry.
What's that for?
That I don't know who did that, but that's what it sounds like when someone calls me now. I didn't do that.
What?
I swear that to God, I didn't ringtone? Do that. Yeah, I didn't do that.
Okay, boomer.
Okay, yeah. It sounds like my mom's. I don't know who did that. But they're like, you guys are best friends and we're best friends. And I was like, oh,
it
my
was
God.
Really sweet. I'm just going to put your phone on silent.
I did.
Because that's... Oh my God, it's on silent?
I just put it on silent now when I picked it up. Yeah, and that was really sweet. But
it
I think
really
also
sweet.
Like, you know how when you're in LA and people meet you and they're just kind of like immediately like trying to suss you out?
Of course.
And I feel
and
like-
that's what I've hated about it. But this time I embraced it.
Yeah.
And I was like, you want to know what I'm about? Here is a sticker for my podcast.
I'm about these hoes with feelings.
It is uncomfortable. And you know, promotion is a part of like everything. Like, even if you're not working in entertainment, your resume is promotion.
Yes.
Your whatever. And like, we've talked about this where it's like talking yourself up. First of all, and maybe it's almost like a Midwestern thing where it's like,
you gotta be humble.
Oh my gosh. Me? You know what I mean? Like that sort of thing, which is endearing sometimes. But then I will say this. And I've noticed myself doing this with people where you put people in that box where they're like, oh, not me, you know, whatever. And then they do start doing that. And you're kind of like, I don't know if I like that. So don't put yourself in that box in the first place is, I think, the real tea on that.
The real tea on that. Yeah. I went to, which I'm really sad you left and you couldn't go to this one party with me.
Which one?
But my friend Louie, he sells, his company sells M-Sculpt machines. And he's like the top salesman.
Did you get
M-Sculpt
done?
I could have, but I did not because I was at a party.
Oh.
Yeah. And they were doing it at the party. And I said, I think I'm okay.
Why?
It was at the one hotel. Okay.
I don't care if I was at a Motel 6.
Okay.
If someone has an M-Sculpt machine, strap me in. You were just like, you saw it and you were like, no, I'm not doing
it. No, they had different like... What's it called? Well, I hadn't seen my friend in a really long time, and he invited me there, and I would have
talk
rather
to me while I get my ass M-sculpted. Thank you so much.
No, I was okay.
I want it on the face. I want it everywhere.
For me, that's private. I would not do that in the middle of a party.
Well, I guess
to
we have different standards.
To each her own. But the reason
so
why
people were getting M-sculpt done.
Some, yeah,
publicly.
It was like little
with windows or
No. Out. It was like kind of like it was in a little corner, but like it was too public for me. And
I actually really respect that. And I wish I had that self-respect, but I would have been absolutely ass out. I probably would have done thighs. I probably would have done back of my thighs in front of the whole party.
Okay. See, this is what I mean. Yeah,
or,
no, I don't
or
think
if
they were doing
face,
that. I
if
think
you
they were just
done
doing
face.
Stomach. It looked
sure,
like they were just doing stomach.
I would take that. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's like a $400 treatment.
I'm okay.
I think, right?
I think that if I wanted to go back to LA and get M-Sculpt, I'm sure Louis would arrange that for
me. I have some
for
names
me.
For you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Put me in touch.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure I wouldn't. I feel like he would hook me up all the
whatever.
Way. You know what I mean? I wasn't pressed for it. Plus, it was too much. It felt like I was at a Selling Sunset party. It was at the one hotel. It was very LA. Obviously, it's
I'm
a
saying.
Party for a medi spa. So like, you know what I'm saying? Like there for me, I was not worried about getting M-Sculpt. I was people watching. Okay. I was looking
I'd
at
be
what...
watching through the gut, whatever I would be doing. I'd be watching. Well, I think it is painful too. I haven't gotten
they
it,
also but... had massages. They had like a guy with a massage. I hear you, but I just felt like I was preoccupied. It was worth it to me to
that's really
drink.
Sweet.
And to hang out with my friends. I brought Brian and Mary Kate.
I think we actually need to bring that culture to New York.
What culture? Medi-spa culture?
Yeah. Medi-spa parties. Burgers and Botox.
Ooh.
M-Sculpt while we're hanging out. Maybe that's what we'll do for some of our promo parties whenever we throw those.
Yeah.
One
Botox.
Thing we do have to promote.
I would want to do a Botox.
See, actually, I would not get Botox at a party. Or maybe I would. Maybe I would. But I really am pretty specific about it, especially eyebrow wise. Someone could fuck up really hard. Mm-hmm. And I want full attention Botox wise.
Okay.
M-Sculpt, I think.
It's just a machine. So like, whatever.
Yeah, they're putting something on you. As long as they put it on the right way, you're fine. That being said, I'm not opposed to it. If we do burgers and Botox? That'd be funny.
I would love to do burgers and Botox. Now that Mary Kate's moving back to New York, I told Louie, officially. She's definitely moving back. So I said, Louie, I need a place to stay.
Are you excited?
I'm so excited. I'm sad I don't have a place to stay anymore, but also I have Louie.
Okay, great.
I'm going to stay at his house.
He's got the M-Sculpt with the pool in the house.
I'm sure he does. I'm sure he does.
Well, maybe. I really hate that my walls are coming down Beyonce Halo to Los Angeles.
Mm.
Not that I would ever live there, but now I'm like, are we going back? I want to stay at the pool at M-Sculpt House.
Yeah, I know.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I used to be so hard.
Louie's one of my friends from Semester at Sea, too.
And I classically feel like you do love my every semester scene.
You are going to love Louie.
I do.
And he's going to love you too. Oh my God, what a good time.
Fantastic. I can't wait.
Yeah, it was cute. We were having lots of memories, chats, memories,
That's sweet.
When we were young.
Okay, then I understand. If it's an old friend you haven't seen in a long time, you're going to focus on that versus the M-Sculpt. And I applaud you for that. Sorry, I got so swept up. Well, it's because I just was texting the person I go to for Botox to see if they do M-Sculpt for the face. And they were like, no, it's only been out for 6 months. We're not doing that yet.
Okay.
Fine. It's been top of mind.
Yeah. So how was it being away from Frankie this trip?
I felt very connected.
Mm.
I did. Yeah.
She told me she saw Bad Bunny on SNL.
Here's the thing. We saw Bad Bunny together. I've been aware of Bad Bunny. I've always liked Bad Bunny. When I saw him on SNL, all of a sudden I was like, I really like that. I really like that.
He's hot. Benito.
When he said, I can have sex in English, but it's better in Spanish or something like that, I was like,
yeah.
It was crazy. And so I was really pissed off that Kendall Jenner gets to do that.
What did you text
Frank?
And
then I texted Leisure Center, I think you should start calling me mommy. And he didn't say anything. It was like 2 a.m. LA time, so it was late. But he didn't say anything in the morning, went straight to work, whatever. I texted him like, hi. He goes, good morning, mommy. And then I was like, okay, it's on. It's on.
We live for him.
Yeah, I felt like it wasn't a trip where I disconnected, started a new life, How did you feel?
I missed him too, but I also was having a good time I was at Mary Kate's house on my own pretty much. So it was
I was kind of like sad you weren't staying with me and Stephanie. Like I was thinking you were alone in the house.
I was, but I liked it.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
I liked it and I would go on my little walks and I would just kind of relax. But how many?
I treated it as a relaxing getaway.
Yeah,
a business
too.
Trip, relaxing getaway.
Me too. And then
I hiked.
Yeah, I'm glad I did not hike. I did that the last time I went to LA.
Also,
I don't fucking like hiking.
How are people not wandering off of these cliffs on accident?
Bitch, they do.
I could easily see myself being on my phone, not catching a curve.
Melissa, it happens all the time.
People fall off the cliffs?
Yes.
I've never heard of that happening.
I've heard of it.
Wow. Be careful out there. Also, I was confused. I was like, how do we walk from my friend's front door to the Hollywood side or the things that you see up in the cliffs? I'm like, that's
Brian
geography
lives by those
does
cliffs.
Not make sense. Brian has a really, really good spot.
Yeah.
And the pool being up high in the mountains. I was like, yeah, I get it for paying less than I've ever paid in New York. Like, that's really great.
Yeah.
I get it to some
I mean, I don't
level.
Get it. I get it to a certain degree, but I am a New York bitch, I think, for the rest of my life. As soon as I get back to New York, I'm like, this is where I belong.
It's really nice to come
back.
Case
a pigeon
but
on
I'm,
the mouth.
I'm glad now that I've opened to being like, okay, this is a nice escape. It feels almost like a Miami now that's more business oriented.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Like I always say I would be bi-coastal Miami before LA, and I do stand by that, but it does make sense. It just makes sense.
I feel like, yeah, I agree with that. I would be in Miami before in LA. But I think LA is nice for a certain amount of time.
Are you going to come for our puzzle this year? Maybe.
We have to find a way to make that a business trip.
I have found a way.
How?
Well, hopefully.
Okay,
hopefully.
Let me know.
I'll probably heard about it.
Yeah, let me know. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We could also try to do shows.
That's what we should do. We should try to do shows.
We should have this discussion off air. This is okay. Boring.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, we're coming to a close anyway.
Also, we have to promote something.
Yes.
November 9th, we are hosting a benefit for Techo. It's a company that builds houses, organization
that builds houses in Latin America.
Yes. And it's a really, our friend Peely is
a labor of love for her. She really goes all out.
She's an amazing set designer, production designer, like has been a quintessential part of my nightlife from the time I moved here. She's amazing. And she really does put her heart and soul into it.
She does.
It's really sweet. She's gone and built houses, which I think we should do that, honestly.
Yeah.
I think that'd be really fun. I've never been to Colombia.
Me neither. I was just talking to my friend Michelle about it. Yeah.
Okay, so it's November 9th at my favorite movie theater in the city, embarrassingly, the Regal Essex. I am a member. The seats recline. And she's showing a short film. There's going to be a party in the marketplace, whatever. It's going to be really cute.
Okay, I'm excited.
It's going to be really fun.
And we'll be hosting. You should come. We should get a ticket.
Yeah.
Support this organization. It's really important. Mm-hmm. I think with everything going on in the world, we can't forget to give back.
I know. Do you feel like you're feeling everything going on in the world?
I feel like I'm feeling it, but I also feel like I have to do a certain amount of like, just
putting
like
a wall up.
Putting up a wall, because it's so much and it's so sad that like I'm already struggling mentally. I can't allow too much more to bring me down.
Yeah.
So I am sad and I am like in shock and also like scared, but I'm also just like, you know, my doctor upped the Prozac 10 milligrams.
Okay.
And it's really numbing me out a little bit. And I kind of love it.
In a good way?
In a good way where I feel like I don't overreact so much.
Do you feel like when you're crushing in stand-up, you feel it?
Yeah. Okay. I think I still feel it. Cool. But I also like never felt, when I'm on stage, I'm never like, woo, in my head. Maybe after. But during it, I'm like, what's the next thing? So.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, I love that.
Love that. Love you.
Love you. We have 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Wait, one thing we do have to talk about. Where if you take a yellow cab in New York, we're in the cabs. We gotta tell them that.
Oh, yeah, tell them.
We're in the taxi cab. Sandy Canyon Eyewitness News.
Yeah.
Sandy Canyon is a local legend. I've been obsessed with him since I moved here. We've been in distant connection, whether he knows it or not. He had been following me for years. I think I followed him, maybe unfollowed him on accident. I don't know. But I followed him again. Fashion Week, we linked up. And he wanted to do a story on the nightlife thing, which we have talked about, the handbook. And he's like, you got a podcast? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, what's it called? And I was like, Hoes with Feelings. And he was like, okay. And I was like, I cannot say that on the news, but he was so sweet. He was like, give me a clip. We'll try to promote the podcast. And it was really sweet.
Amazing.
That he did that. So yeah, it aired on the local news, which, you know, however many aunties and grandmas watched, we appreciate that. But now it should be in the cabs, which I think maybe some people will catch. We should also be supporting taxi drivers. Mm-hmm. I know that our allegiance is to Uber, but the cab drivers, look up the medallion thing. That was actually the most fucked up thing that's ever happened. Do you know about that?
What?
That's something I have to actually put a wall up to because it hurts my heart so bad. Everyone paid all. It was like a housing crisis for medallions. Everyone was told to buy these taxi medallions and pay them off gradually. And then, like, the value was overestimated, essentially.
Oh, yes. I did hear about this. Like, Hunt told me about this. Yeah.
It's really one of the worst. I don't want to call it a scheme because I don't know if it was like fully purposeful or like it actually.
It sounds like
was.
It was a scheme, babe.
It was a scheme.
That the city ran on New York taxi drivers.
Anyway, support the local taxi drivers. Catch us in the cab. Why am I drunk?
Are you? I'm not.
Are you? All right. Well, this is a quick one, but Thank you guys for listening.
Yeah, we thank love you guys for listening.
Share with a friend so we don't have to promote as hard.
Exactly.
That would be really cool.
Exactly, because promoting is hard for us. Mm. Yeah.
It should be so for help everyone. Us out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love you.
Love you.